February 26. Free from the curse of sin. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. Romans chapter 6, verse 22. The Lord would have His people sound in faith, not ignorant of the great salvation so abundantly provided for them. They are not to look forward, thinking that at some future time a great work is to be done for them. For the work is now complete. The believer is not called upon to make his peace with God. He never has, nor ever can, do this. He is to accept Christ as his peace. For with Christ is God and peace. Christ made an end of sin, bearing its heavy curse in his own body on the tree. And he hath taken away the curse from all those who believe in Him as a personal Savior. He makes an end of the controlling power of sin in the heart, and the life and character of the believer testify to the genuine character of the grace of Christ. To those that ask Him, Jesus imparts the Holy Spirit, for it is necessary that every believer should be delivered from pollution, as well as from the curse and condemnation of the law. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, the sanctification of the truth, the believer becomes fitted for the courts of heaven. For Christ works within us, and His righteousness is upon us. Without this, no soul will be entitled to heaven. We would not enjoy heaven unless qualified for its holy atmosphere by the influence of the Spirit and the righteousness of Christ. In order to be candidates for heaven, we must meet the requirement of the law. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Luke chapter 10, verse 27. We can do this only as we grasp by faith the righteousness of Christ. By beholding Jesus, we receive a living, expanding principle in the heart, and the Holy Spirit carries on the work. And the believer advances from grace to grace, from strength to strength, from character to character. He conforms to the image of Christ, until in spiritual growth he attains unto the measure of the full stature in Christ Jesus. Thus Christ makes an end of the curse of sin, and sets the believing soul free from its action and effect. Selected Messages, Book 1, pages 394 and 395.